Dun, dun, dun. Welcome, everybody, to Heart First.
Yay!
So we were trying to decide. We don't really think so much in advance about these podcasts. We do. We have ideas, and then life happens, and then we press record, and then sometimes they come out, sometimes they don't. But I just wanted to start by a little silly story about something that maybe you can relate to. I don't know. This thing, well, okay, so the thing happened on social media, but it can really happen in general, like to anyone at any time. I had posted something, so just imagine you say something and someone responds with something not argumentative, but like, so I had posted something about had to do with consciousness and had to do with the heart and feelings and something. And I was in my feelings, and clearly there are things that I know in my head about how consciousness works and how you can kind of understand things differently depending on being a human and being a soul, right? And this person writes a little snarky message about, and it was snarky in like a mild, nice way. He wasn't a jerk. He's someone I know. And it was just like, well, that's not really the case because we're all one. And it was just something that clearly I know. It's just like being snarky, I guess, in general, when you're not trying to have an intellectual conversation with someone. You're just trying to express your feelings about what's going on in the world. Like, we are humans, we are all the things. And sometimes there's that person who just kind of, I can't even call it a trigger. Well, I guess we're talking about it, so maybe. But it was more just like an annoyance of like, really? Like, let me explain this. Do you just want to talk to me? I think. Because like I don't have time for this.
Like, just let me live, dude.
Yeah, it was just, I don't know. I guess you had to be there, but well, like maybe it's like
And I think for some of us, it can feel maybe not so much for you because you are definitely a communicator. Like, that's part of your soul, like, imprint, if you will. But like for some people, like it can be hard to communicate, right? And then you like say the thing and you put the thing out there, and you're just like, wow, I did it. And then some person walks in with like snarky whatever, and just like, what? Like, humans are so beautiful and so amazing and so magical, and then sometimes we're not.
No, totally. And he wasn't a total asshole. I mean, I like literally, this is someone, actually, I've never met them, but I know he's like this. I know some people just like to intellectualize everything. And you're like, I was having a moment. Clearly, I wasn't even anything that emotional, you know? It was just like, I was talking, I forget. It had to do with like, I was just talking about being a human and how we're navigating a lot. And he brought it everything into, but we're all one. So like that doesn't even matter. It was kind of like a mild gaslighting kind of thing where you're like,
Well, you know what came to me? Because I used to have somebody like this in my life, and it was just so, ugh. There are certain people on this planet who love being a button pusher. And these type of humans, like, I'll take an example. I used to help run yoga teacher trainings when I was in that world teaching yoga. And I was always the type of instructor to, like, if somebody needed help with something, I would gas them up first, tell them what they did amazing, what makes them shine, and like why it was special, and then give them the critique, then give them the criticism that would help them to elevate their own teaching style. So one of the other instructors I was working with at the time, they were like, I have some feedback for you, because it was a culture of feedback. And I was like, okay. And I don't mind feedback, like, because I can take it if it resonates, and if it doesn't, I'm just like, well, that's not for me. Thanks. So bye, whatever. But they're like, maybe when we have to do the critique, you just don't lead with this first, and you'd like tell them what's wrong first. And I just kind of looked at them, and I looked at them, and I said, I'm like, well, I understand that that's how you lead. And if you want me to, I'm just not going to do that because that one doesn't make any type of sense to me to just deflate the person and keep them deflated. I'm like, and if you're telling me this to help yourself feel better because that's how you
You said
respond,
that.
I
Kind of
did. Because,
said
like, what
that.
the fuck, dude? I see through
I
your
love
bullshit. But I'm like, if that's, I'm like, then that's maybe a different conversation we need to have, but that's not how I am as an instructor, nor
am I. Totally. But mind you, like, obviously, I mean, isn't it like two positives and a negative? Like that's like a, like, but it just makes common sense logically. But like,
to me, yes. She is, or I do not know her now, so it's not, but yeah, at the time, I recognized her as, oh, you are a button pusher. There's always going to be something that anybody says, positive, negative, in between, does not matter, that this person's like, well, meh, like, you know what I mean? I mean, that has to be something unhealed inside of them. So, I don't know, just...
Yeah. Unless they're just a negative soul.
But it's like all of the above.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right?
The negative soul because there's still shit you need to work through or whatever.
Well, like literally, that's a whole other thing. But yeah, an actual negative soul is like they get their energy from other people.
Oh, like, so okay.
Thing. But the mild button pushers are, yeah, exactly. There's so many of them. They're all over social media. Like, you know what it makes me think of, I think I'm pretty sure, well, I might not say the exact quote correctly, but Brené Brown said something great about, you know, how she would rather be someone who contributes more than criticizes. And how it's something helpful to look at is like, yeah, contributing, creating more than, again, this is just like an oblique thing related, but yeah, then whether it's pushing buttons or, yeah, I guess I'm shifting the conversation a little bit, but, you know, pointing out, it's very easy to judge or criticize things in general.
Sometimes it is needed. So there's like a fine line. I don't know. I guess you triggered me a bit when you said Brené Brown because I'm like, oh, she doesn't.
Oh, I can see it on your face.
Yeah,
I don't like her.
Something important other than what she deems important. She doesn't speak out about the genocide. She doesn't speak out about.
I don't speak out about human rights. Yeah,
I mean that's another whole conversation. But like that's why when you said her quote, I'm like, oh, isn't that very convenient though for her life? Because I'm seeing it play out in real life of like what you choose to speak out about and what you don't.
100%. I don't even think I follow her.
Don't follow her because she doesn't like. She just.
Yeah, I don't think I followed her anyway. Honestly, I just like this one little thing that popped up on my social media. Yeah, where I was like, that's a very good.
Sorry to be a button pusher in that.
No, my button's not pushed. I totally agree
with you. I wasn't trying to be, but like, I the cringe.
I know. I appreciate knowing that. And I'm not someone in general who like puts anyone on a pedestal at all. It's more just like she said this thing about that resonated with me about forgetting about the 3D stuff right now, but just as a human and as someone putting stuff out there, as we're putting stuff out there, which isn't always easy. There's always going to be people with negative feedback who are going to trigger or button push or judge or whatever. And it can be so challenging to put yourself out there. So again, I'm not talking about my guy from social media today, but you know, I'm just mean like in general, like it's, care about the people who are putting it themselves out there, who are, which to your point, I get why you said what you did, but, but I wasn't thinking of that at all in this instance. I'm just in general, podcasts, you know, like I see myself in the next episode and I'm like, oh my God, I was talking about myself so much. There's going to be some asshole who's going to think that, or like being courageous is hard. But again, to your point, I get why that triggered you and it fucking makes sense, and I absolutely agree with you.
But also, like, my view on life is one from somebody being Black, you know? So, like, I posted this thing on Instagram the other day, like, basically it said along the lines, like, Black people and people of color understand whiteness more than white people understand whiteness.
That was yesterday. I love
that. And so, like, oh, it's so true, but it's so frustrating because it's an extra layer of just, I don't want to say shit that I'm carrying, but also it kind of feels like that sometimes because we are hyper aware of the world that we exist in not truly being inclusive and made for us, but we continue to just take up space. So that is my, that is why that, and I don't think she is a bad human on any, yeah. like, you know what I mean? She's doing beautiful work for people who need and resonate with her. Mm-hmm. I think just because of my lens, it's like, I just want to support people who support everybody and are inclusive of everybody and are able to actually have hard conversations and yep. not center themselves.
You know 1,000,000,000% agree with you. You know that. And you're,
also, you're she does good work.
Yeah.
I don't know how, I don't know. But also, is it her role to be teaching on oppression and stuff like that? No. Because no. She doesn't experience it. What is she going to have to say aside from what's been regurgitated from other people who teach it, you know?
But wouldn't it be great if she shared something that was from, like, someone who had been, like, it would be great if she did speak up on it. I mean, that's something I try and do. I don't have your experience. I am obviously, you know, a white person, white woman, and I do care about everybody and I do talk about the things and it hasn't been easy, but like, who the fuck? Like, I'm so fucking, like, that's my responsibility, in my opinion. Yeah. But like,
it's also part of the reason why you feel so safe for me, you know, and why like you are just such a safe, beautiful, like, I don't know. I love our friendship and I cherish
me
it.
Me too. But I'm really glad actually that you shared that trigger with me. And to be honest, I could be triggered by that too. If I went to her Instagram now and I saw that she hadn't posted, I would be triggered. I just don't, you know what I mean? All that comes up on my post, you know, on my feed are about people who care about humanity. Those are the people I follow, you know? So she's not amongst them.
I mean, she does in a way, but she does it through her own lens. And I don't know how aware or not, or the nuances,
But I love also and appreciate it. And I remember I was struck by your story where you said, you know, that white people don't understand being white. Like, that's privilege right there. That is privilege. And the more people can start, and I know it must be infuriating and triggering and fucking annoying to have to, and you don't have to, obviously, but just by, like, to be patient with humanity for, like, I mean, you know what I mean? I don't even know how to say anything right now, but, like, it's so upsetting to me that things are the way they are. It's not about me. They're still like that.
Yeah.
And these things need to be talked about. And I do have this, like, grounded belief, misguided though it may be, that people are good and they can be ignorant as fuck and programmed as fuck. And our entire American system is built on this. And so many systems are built, you know, on slavery and racism and these things that still exist everywhere.
Yeah.
And in things like capitalism that we were talking about last episode, where I had that layer of, like, not understanding how deeply embedded all, you know, things are, you know, the patriarchy, white supremacy, capitalism, and probably more that will unfold that I'll continually be learning. But you absolutely, and that I like, you absolutely are right to feel how you feel. And I fucking feel passionate about it right now. I'm
so sorry.
No, this is fucking real. And like, I get triggered by the fact that there's so many fucking Karens out there. And that every time I go and look at a spiritual website, like we said it the other day, and I could, you know, I'm like, I don't know, it was some blonde lady talking about angels or something. And I was like, and like, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm fucking blonde and I talk about angels, and that could, you know what I mean? Like, in this lifetime anyway, you know, but it's just like, there are these things that I can only imagine because of who I am in this lifetime, but I see them and they're triggering on a subtler level to me, because I do care about humanity. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I'm continually learning, and I want to learn, and I feel passionate. Sorry that I'm getting so emotional.
No, I love you so much.
I want people to wake up so badly.
I know. Trust me.
Like,
too.
I, I see the layers, and through everything happening in the Middle East now, and obviously it's in Congo and Sudan, like it's Ethiopia, like Haiti, like everywhere.
Everywhere. Like,
things everywhere. Being exposed. And I'm like, pray, like, people stop watching the news, stop going through your day. Like, I get that people are busy. I get that, like, those are real things. Inflation are real things, no matter that affect everyone. And homelessness is like so many, the drug epidemic, like, so name the things, right?
There's so many things.
Like, so many things. And I don't know what, I think literally every human being has their own shit that we don't see on every level. Is it worse or like, yeah, obviously like the layers of racism. Yeah. That's clearly like embedded at such a deep level that it's frustrating that it's takes so long for people to wake up, but I don't even know where I'm going with this, but it's just like, I feel this, like it's happening. And I like that you were triggered by that, because that's real. And that's why we have these conversations, you know?
Yeah, and it is, I guess.
Yeah.
All I can say to like all of that, because there is so much happening and so much, this is what I love about this time, triggers and all, is that there are more people waking the fuck up. There are. It feels slow, especially if you're coming from like my perspective of like, I've lived this life. Like it's been,
yeah,
it has just been everywhere all of the time. But more people are waking up. More people are becoming conscious. More people are speaking out. That is so beautiful. And also, I really, like, rest is resistance. Fucking joy is resistance. Yeah. Living your best, most authentic life is fucking resistance, right? Yeah. So despite everything that's happening, it's so good to be tuned in, for sure. But, like, we have the boundaries, right? That's where boundary work comes in, is like not letting it fucking take over our entire existence. Because yes, it's happening, but I do believe that the more of us who are not only aware and educating ourselves to become more knowledgeable in all of these things, but the more that we just step into our authentic selves, that we rest and stay in joy, while we're still making moves to heal what's happening, that's going to shift things a lot. You know what I mean? And still calling truth to power. People who, again, it's layered, it is nuanced. I don't know where they're getting their money from and why they're silent about certain things, because that's a big thing.
Same.
But at the same time, it's like the more people who can just be like, fuck it.
Again,
nobody wants to be poor. Nobody wants to not have what they want and what they need. Mindset work is like, we just all got it.
And it is such a, like, for every, not for, well, like, yeah, like being human.
All of us.
Yeah, like literally.
Mindset work is for all of us, regardless of how aware some are or some aren't. Like,
yeah.
Just, yeah, unlearning as much as we can to peel back the layers. Checking our own biases, right?
Totally. Yeah.
And it's okay to be vulnerable about it. Like, I'm gonna fuck up and say things that I don't know what I'm saying sometimes.
I'm
like,
just learning to love yourself through that process. That's what I want in Heart First Community, because I'm trying to do that too.
And I think that's so important. Also, to give everybody fucking grace, especially the people who are actually trying and still fuck it up. Do you know how hard it is to be like, oh, I was wrong about this, but I'm learning and I'm growing through it. That to me is more courageous, powerful, and beautiful than people who are going to keep their head in the fucking sand and pretend like nothing's happening, you know? And for the people who are silent or who are not educating themselves or whatever, like, I give them grace because they're humans and I don't know their life. Mm-hmm. I send them love, but they're people I won't fuck with. I will not support them.
100%.
Keep myself at a distance, because it keeps myself safe. Because if you can let so many things go underneath the rug as a Black person existing in this world, you are not a safe space for me. And you can be over there, and I'm going to be over here.
Yeah.
I can respect you still and give you love, even though you don't meet
detached.
be, I can just detach from you. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think that's really important too, because we're not going to change every single person. We're not going to wake up every single person. No. Because we all have free will and we all decide what we want and what we don't want and what we'll. And yeah, also, it is so much easier to stay stuck with our stuff than to constantly choose change, to constantly wake up and choose violence. And the violence, quote unquote, is like the change inside of you, right? Because you go through so much turmoil. Mm-hmm. The healing is not linear, but it's messy as fuck sometimes, right?
Yeah. So, it takes courage. It takes courage.
100%.
And facing that change, like, human beings do not like change, like even positive change.
No.
It's hard. It takes like so much energy, and like, especially when the masses for mass consciousness and waking up are not yet awake, it's like the energy takes even that much more.
100%.
So, yeah, what you're saying is so important about, you know, setting boundaries, detaching with love from, I mean, I do that. I'm learning, continually learning how to do that, actually. Because people, I've been, I don't want to say disappointed.
But yeah, it's disappointing.
Yeah, so I'm disappointed by, you know, and I realized, like, I'm like, is that like, how is this happening? Like in 2024, how, like, I didn't know that, you know, wearing a t-shirt that said peace on it or make love, not war, was so fucking triggering. And I had like an incident happen, not an incident, but like dirty looks and stuff like that, where you're like, wow, this is really like, I don't know, scary to me. Like that the concept of, I don't believe killing other people in any circumstance.
It's wild that it's so controversial, to be honest.
It is, right? I'm like, it's just like, even why is the word ceasefire, like, and it's still controversial? Like, really? Okay, it's a genocide. So I guess the ceasefire I'm learning is not the correct way. That's why the ICJ and this whole court case, like, they didn't use those words yet. But again, this is a question of, okay, not semantics, but in a way semantics, because if you didn't know that, you're like, okay, stop the war, ceasefire. Like, everyone cannot know all the things all the time. And like, most people didn't know that. Correct. So like, you know, like, let's be, like you said, let's give people some grace, or just allow people to grow and evolve and like change their opinions, and like not cancel people, like would put a period at the end. We might need to, as you once said so well to me, that made me laugh. You're like, I can cancel a motherfucker. Cancel here, cancel there. But you didn't mean, I know you didn't mean, you meant like detached with love.
Yeah.
What would you say? Block with joy, or block with
Amanda Seals. Amanda Seals says, be blocked and blessed.
Blocked and blessed. Like, that's a thing. Like, yes to that, but then not, doesn't mean that you don't wish the best for that person, or that you don't, like, they might come circle back in, have an awakening and come back in. And I believe and hope in my heart so much that this will happen. But yeah, it's so important to keep, to find your peace and to keep that energy out of your way when it takes you away from your higher vibration.
Well, and you just said it, that's 100% in the back of my head and my just being. If it's going to steal from my peace, it's not for fucking me. Like, yeah, my peace is way, it's priceless. It's priceless. And I refuse to let anybody or anything take that from me. Of course, it's not perfect. I'm a fucking human. Like, right? Yeah. I'm frustrated at like the, I also have my period this month. So it's like, I'm frustrated at like every little tiny inconvenience, right? But at the same time, like the bigger picture, like I'll find myself reading something that's gossipy on like whatever site. I'm like, and I stop within 3 minutes. I'm like, do I even care? No. Yeah. And then I just like click out. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I can totally get caught up in it if it's like, what is Taylor Swift doing? And I don't, no hate against Taylor Swift. She's fine, but I don't care about her in general.
I feel like I don't want to just,
I mean, for me, there's layers and nuances aside from taste for me.
Oh my God. For me as well. But it's
similar to what we've already talked about.
A million percent, and I've known, I mean, since back in the day, You know, I'm an artist. I've been on this journey for a while. Yeah, and this is not to take anything away from her. It's just there's layers.
No, she's badass.
Absolutely.
And happy for her and all of her accomplishments. This is what it looks like.
You can separate the two. I can separate the two.
This is what it looks like, that you can still celebrate the human being a human, give them grace at the same time, but be like, I don't fuck with you because of the way you want to be a human. But you can still be beautiful and exist.
Completely.
And I'm happy for you.
Yes.
Be blocked and blessed. Although I don't block her because, I mean,
No, same. I'm like, whatever, do your thing, girl. Like, shine on, it's all good. Just a different lane, different vibe, different whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean,
you're like, yeah, you're like, whatever. No.
It just is. It's like,
yeah, it's all good.
I don't know, it makes me I'm grateful that I'm constantly learning, that I'm the type of person that likes to constantly learn. And even if things are challenging, I can like look at it like, oh, okay. Yeah. But at the same time, it's just like, I just want to exist in my happy little lane, focus on what I want to focus on, like taking care of myself. I mean, we're still in the month of love. It's still February. So I love that these hard conversations are happening now, because this to me is radical self-love. Being able to have really hard and maybe passionate or intense conversations about anything, truly. And like being able to move through it. And like,
Absolutely. It
doesn't mean you're any way. You're just having hard conversations, right?
Yeah. And I love that we can do that. That makes me happy.
Too.
Yeah.
Me too.
So important, because if you think about the lack of conversations that are happening right now with the, you know, us versus them, me, you, like this, all this polarity, it's just, it's so sad that we can't have that. So many people on all sides, from our government to, you know, all these different layers of like the lack of humanity, the lack of allowance for differences of opinion. Of course, I'm not talking about, you know, humanity. Like there are certain guide frame. There's a framework there. If you don't care about all humanity, like we're not, like that's the side, humanity. If we're not all in that, if we don't have that, then I don't really need to communicate with someone. But if we have that, and then we don't agree, like I actually, like I want to understand different perspectives, and I'm malleable. I want to, we're all growing. Like that's the point, right?
Exactly. I mean, otherwise if we're not growing, then I don't know.
Yeah. What are we doing here?
That just isn't for me. Like if people choose to not want to grow, that's their journey. That's their soul's journey. This is how I also look at it, like, and how to keep myself more in a state of peace instead of constant fucking rage, which is also warranted, and that's sacred, and it can be really effective because it can turn into action. Mm-hmm. For me personally, that does not work. I cannot be in a constant state of rage all the time, because then nothing that needs to happen as far as my soul's journey and my soul's purpose happens. However, I come back to like good, bad, whatever anybody's doing, like, okay, that's their soul's journey.
100%. That makes me think
their
of
their soul.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just gonna say, like, their soul came here for whatever reason. Yep. I do not know. I do not need to know. Mm-hmm. But this is their soul's journey and the path that they're taking. Even if I wildly disagree with it, that is none of my fucking business.
Right.
It's my business if you're hurting other people, you're hurting, you know, the collective stuff like that. And the only way that I, for me and my soul, navigate is using my voice, speaking out, learning, educating myself, unlearning shit, checking my biases, having people who are safe from me, like you or my husband or my family even, like check me if I am in a space. But that's their soul's journey.
100%. That's such a great way to also like, to zoom out and to come to that space of, to return to that place of peace and love, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think of Dolores Cannon, of course, one of our favorites. I don't know if we've talked, I think, we've talked about her in some episode, but Yeah, who did this? I want to do a whole episode. Let's do a whole episode on her soon.
I love her.
But anyway, she's a pioneer in the area of soul work, looking at past lives. She was a hypnotherapist. Amazing soul. I feel like she's still here, but she's not here physically. But she makes this great point that I like to remind myself of, that what you said reminds me of, is that you never know what a soul went through on their past, on the life before, on the lifetime before. Sometimes we have lives where we're meant to live we're literally meant to have, I don't want to say boring, but kind of a
drama-free,
drama-free, maybe I don't even, not that I want anyone to have a drama-filled life, but you know, maybe they need this sort of tuning out unconscious life to recover from whatever they went through before. If that helps you feel better, it helps me feel a little better, sort of. Theoretically, it should, but I don't know if it does.
Yeah, I don't know if it makes me, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just like, it
makes me feel better in some soul's journey, but then I don't know if I start to think, then I can like, well, what about then my brain goes places that I don't think for me is super productive. You know what I mean?
I but think like, just coming out of that space of judgment, you know, why?
Because it's so easy for us to judge, but also it's like when you point the finger at somebody, I got three fingers pointed back at me. I don't know, just be mindful when you're throwing out. Some judgments are fucking warranted, though. why are we killing humans, innocent humans?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That's a judgment, and that's a criticism. But I do that because I fucking love humans so much, and I love humanity, and I trust that we can be better, you know?
Yes.
So because of that, there's a judgment and a criticism. But like, if somebody's like, why are they eating that? Like, bitch, I don't care.
Stupid shit. It's the snarky, coming back to the snarky on my Instagram.
Yes, exactly.
Stop being like a little itch, like little just annoyance. Yeah.
And that too, also, go ahead. I love people anyways, but I think what also helps me, like, I was having a conversation with my wife, who has been my like my longest and dearest friend of like 30 years now, I think. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you know, the more you put yourself out there, there's hate. Like, what are you going to do? How are you going to deal with it? I'm like, I'm not.
Call me.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not at all. And then she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I love you. Okay, bye. Like, for me, if anybody's going to react in a negative way and attack me for just me being me, that is not my business. Mm-hmm. Nor is it my problem, because I trust me, I'm going to be the one to check myself first.
I'm calling you because I need support in the area.
But like, I'm going to be the one to check myself first before anybody else can check me, because I'm hyper aware of how I move and I operate in the world as far as like the energy I'm bringing to a situation, and I'm going to reflect on it. And if I have done wrong or fucked up in a way, I will absolutely go back and be like, I'm so sorry. This is what I've learned. This was not whatever. But yeah, if anybody comes at me with any type of anything, it's just usually, I love you so much. I can see that you're hurting.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Yeah. That's what it's like, you know, people say of course, Michelle Obama, when they go low, we go high. But like, I don't know why that just popped in my head, but yeah, it's the idea just because someone gives you shitty energy and like tries to put it on you, we have that choice to accept it or not.
You don't have to receive it. Yeah.
But on that note, because I'm just looking and it's like, oh, it's 33 minutes. It's a good time to close this beautiful heart first conversation.
Thank you all for joining. Please, as always, leave us your comments on any of our social media pages at Heart First, or email us at heartfirst.podcast@gmail.com.
Yep, that's it. Or you can even if you don't feel like, just like write in the subject line something you want us to talk about, and we're happy to do it.
Yeah, and then even if you can reflect through this conversation in any ways that any epiphanies you may have had,
yeah,
that would be awesome to know too.
Sure, we would love it. We'll talk about it too.
Yeah. Okay. Love you so much.
Love you. See you soon.
Bye.